and Dusty Donis here on Katy Country 94 Sports. Pleased to be joined by Leah Bergman, the new girls basketball coach at St. John's Tipton. Leah, first of all, take me through the process. How did you decide? Because I've heard a lot of people saying that it took a lot for you to decide to go ahead and do this.
Yeah, it kind of took a lot. I had to figure out logistics. We've got four kids. Lance and I both work full-time. He's obviously coaching, so it kind of took a lot to just kind of figure out logistics. With our kids being a little older, it was made it a little easier because they're old enough that they can come to practice, they can come to games, and I don't have to worry about babysitting them as much, so I can focus on what I'm doing. So that helped a lot, and we have a lot of people around us that'll help take care of kids and kind of be that support system. So it kind of worked out pretty well.
I guess you talked about Lance, you know, coaching the boys. How much does the support system at St. John's make that decision easier for you from what you've seen with him coaching?
It makes a huge difference. Not only St. John, you know, the St. John's families, but our families. If we didn't have that support system, he wouldn't be able to coach. I wouldn't be able to coach because it helps, you know, having small kids. It just helps a lot to have that support system to know that we have people that'll help us out when we need. It's made this decision a lot easier, so.
I know you know the kids, some of these, you've coached some of the boys before back in junior high a couple years. Just knowing that, how easy is the transition you feel going to be with some of the families that you've coached, maybe some of their boys before?
Yeah, I think that'll help. I think some of the boys' family kind of know my personality and kind of know, you know, I'm kind of a goofball. I can't always take me serious, but I think they kind of know that I'm passionate about basketball, that I hopefully know what I'm talking about. Lance stole all my ideas, so they've worked out pretty well for him. So hopefully, you know, they kind of know me, a little bit about me, and they at least trust me with their kids. To
tell me a little bit about your basketball background, about, you know, where you started, how you came up, and I know you played college ball too.
Yeah, I played high school in Omaha, Nebraska. I played at a small Christian school, so played high school all 4 years there. Then I came down to Mid-American Nazarene University in Olathe, Kansas, and played 4 years of basketball there. I also ran track there. And then moving here, kind of coached, you know, junior high boys couple years there. Really enjoyed that. And then being on the in the stands behind Lance, watching him coach and kind of seeing that process. So,
with the team that you have, I know it'll be a different look without Kara Eilert, Nell Eilert, and Lauren Dubert is back for you, though your leading scorer from last season. Just putting the pieces together, how do you think that'll all fit for you this year?
From what I mean, we've got some athletic girls. I think as long as we're athletic and willing to work hard, I think that will go a long way. That I know we're missing a couple girls from last year, but as long as we can work hard and be athletic, I think we'll be okay. We might have to do some different things, use some different girls in different roles, but I think we'll be fine.
And I'm going to try not to, during your career here, just compare you to your husband all the time, right? Okay. But what's your coaching philosophy? Especially like defense, because I know Lance doesn't like to play zone. So are you going to be like a man-to-man, keep it that way, or just kind of go with your personnel?
I think we'll have to see kind of where the girls are at and where our strengths are. I kind of like Lance, where I'm a go-getter. I want to be, you know, up in people's faces and kind of be little pesky people and be all over the ball, and we probably do some pressure, full court pressure, and I'd say Lance stole all his ideas from me, maybe not all of them, but I might steal some from him, and it'll probably look similar to the boys, but we'll, you know, take inventory of what girls we have and who's good at what, and we'll kind of go with that.
Leah Bergman, the new head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays. I'm looking forward to the Bergman Hour on our locker room chats coming up later this year. So congratulations and thanks for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.